I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, October 18. Coming up, government to amend Immigration Act, Jamaicans urged to halt illegal gas distribution, and Justice Ministry to roll out second phase of its sensitization sessions. The details after the break.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-3590-4, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government is looking to amend the Immigration Act to give overseas Jamaicans certain benefits similar to holders of a Jamaican passport. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the move was proposed by the Economic Growth Council in response to the concerns of overseas Jamaicans about the hassles they often face when they come home to do business. She says the amendment would see the issuing of a global immigration card to persons living in the diaspora, allowing them to stay in the island for an extended period, among other benefits.
So we're trying to develop a card that will allow you, and especially second and third generations and beyond, to be connected through this card, which will give you certain benefits akin to having a passport.
Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing the Jamaica Christian Diaspora Conference in St. James recently. The minister says discussions to facilitate the legislation are being fast-tracked. As the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, gears up for Fire Safety Awareness Week, October 23 to 29, Jamaicans are being urged to halt all illegal gas distribution operations. The call follows a massive explosion at an illegal depot on Jakes Road off Mountain View Avenue in Kingston over the weekend. Assistant Commissioner of the JFB, Sean Martin, says the operators were handling liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, a more potent fuel source than gasoline.
LPG would have been more dangerous in terms of when it boils down to an explosion, because one vapor of the liquid produced 270 vapors itself. So it means it has an expansion ratio of 1 to 270. So when you have a liter of LPG liquid, it produces 270 liters of gases. So you can see the expansion ratio is really great.
Assistant Commissioner Martin says several persons, including children, suffered from second and third degree burns after cylinders filled with propane gas exploded on the property. The government is moving to shrink the size of the informal economy as part of efforts to tackle the issue of de-risking. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says, according to estimates, approximately 40% of Jamaica's economy operates informally, even where businesses are providing lawful goods and services. This situation, he says, creates concern for international banks looking to minimize the risk of inadvertent facilitation of financial crimes. In an effort to tackle the situation, the government is to unveil a financial inclusion strategy involving increased access to cheaper capital funding to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises through organizations such as the Development Bank of Jamaica. This will motivate more businesses to formalize their operations.
We're talking about returning to a production culture, and if we're going to go to a production culture, then our business people must be able to access money at 5, 6, and 7% single-digit interest rates. And this is what our financial inclusion strategy is all about.
The finance minister was addressing a recent press conference. And the Ministry of Justice will begin the second phase of its sensitization sessions on Thursday, October 20 at the Justice Complex on Constant Spring Road, St. Andrew. Permanent Secretary Carol Palmer says since September 1, over 1,000 persons, including pastors, principals, senior teachers, guidance counselors, justices of the peace, students, and other upstanding members of the community were educated on its justice services. Mrs. Palmer says the sensitization sessions would continue to target these groups. However, priority focus will be placed on the school community as the ministry seeks to introduce restorative practices in 2017. The second phase of the sensitization sessions will end on December 1 and include community leaders from St. Catherine, St. Mary, St. Thomas, Trelawney, Hanover, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, and Portland. The initiative is in keeping with the ministry's goal of transforming the justice system, making it more efficient and effective. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.